strong earthquakes have struck the Venezuelan capital Caracas, bringing down buildings and leading to warnings that there could be many casualties. Emergency workers and volunteers have been searching for the rubble after the tremors, which struck during a public holiday. The authorities haven't yet released a figure for the number of deaths and injuries caused by the quakes, which measured 7.2 and 7.5. Our correspondent Will Grant reports.
Emergency services have been working through the night to reach those trapped inside collapsed buildings. A number of neighbourhoods in Caracas have been affected. Some apartment blocks have been reduced to rubble. The sides have been torn off others. Olivio González, who lives in Caracas, said he was lucky he was outside his apartment with his family when the earthquake struck. When he returned, he found the building completely destroyed. The resident, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency across the country. Schools will be suspended, and the main airport in Caracas has also been closed.
The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has confirmed that she's backing Andy Burnham to become the next Prime Minister, even though the BBC understands he plans to replace her and offer her a more junior cabinet role. In an interview with the BBC, Ms. Reeves said that would be a decision for Mr. Burnham to take. She also emphasised the importance of Sir Keir Starmer's successor sticking to the government's fiscal rules, which are designed to ensure financial sustainability over the long term.
The fiscal rules are very clear that by the end of 3 years, we will be paying for day-to-day spending through tax receipts, and they'll be getting debt down as a share of GDP. The last government lost control of the public finances. It sent inflation through the roof and interest rates through the roof. And so control of the public finances has a real impact on families today.
Eight bodies in a state of advanced deterioration have been found at a mortuary run by the NHS Trust, which was the subject of a damning report on maternity care. The bodies were discovered in March at the Queen's Medical Centre in Nottingham by inspectors from the regulator, the Human Tissue Authority. The problems occurred after the hospital ran out of freezer space. The Nottingham University Hospitals Trust admitted it hadn't paid enough attention to its mortuary services, but said it was absolutely committed to fixing the problems. The Met Office has warned that yesterday's temperature for June could again be beaten today. Gosport in Hampshire saw a high of 36.1 Celsius, surpassing a record set in 1976. The red warning for extreme heat means there's a danger to life covers much of southern and southeastern England, parts of the Midlands and southeastern Wales, and will be in place until midnight. The National Housing Federation has called for action to protect children from overheating in their homes. An analysis of government data by the Federation and the Chartered Institute of Housing suggests around one in six babes in England are living in homes that get uncomfortably hot. Megan Owen reports.
The housing bodies say millions of children across England are living in homes that become uncomfortably hot during extreme weather. Their separately commissioned polling of more than 1,500 parents suggests 7 in 10 found an overheated home disrupted their children's sleep, while almost half said it affected their ability to concentrate. The housing groups are calling for more funding to help adapt homes to cope with rising temperatures. The government says new homes must be designed to reduce overheating, and it's expanding grants for heat pumps, which can cool as well as heat homes.
Consultants and specialists on strike in Northern Ireland. The 24 hours of industrial action about pay will last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Northern Ireland Health Minister said he was disappointed by the move and that essential services will be maintained. At the World Cup, Scotland's men have been beaten 3-0 by Brazil in their final group match in Miami, leaving their chances of progressing to the knockout stages of the tournament for the first time hanging by a thread. They finished third in Group C. The best eight third-placed teams will advance to the knockout stages, meaning fans have an anxious wait for the results of other matches. Scotland's manager Steve Clarke praised his players, but he said he didn't think they'd done enough.
We have to be better. That's if we want to compete at this level, we have to be better. We actually started the first 5 minutes, four or five minutes, we're moving the ball quite nicely on the pitch. I thought we're settling in the game all right, and then we make a mistake like that. You cannot do that at this level because it puts you on the back foot and then it becomes a long night.